feature, of course, the $100,000 Tari Gold Cup. Priscilla Looker is with us this morning. She must be excited. Priscilla, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin. It's a perfect day here in Tari, not a cloud in the sky. I think temperatures are meant to be around 23 degrees. And although they've lost a few scratchings here, we've still got a great day racing coming up.
Lovely. We have a good three. The first of eight is due at 12:35, so let's find some winners. And the first is a maiden for the three-year-olds. We take out number five here. Eight, Sending Love. 270 into 230, the fave. 250 in, out to 270 is number two, Contal Maison. $6, Camellia Legend. 750 in from 10, about naughty. Nikki, race one.
I'm 8, 2, 1, and 3, and with the eight on top here in Ascending Love. She's a three-year-old filly by Snitzel. She's on debut from the Chris Lee's yard. Now, she's had two trials, both at Newcastle over the 800 metres. They were 4 weeks apart. The most recent hit out, she settled outside the leader. She was held together. I thought she looked like she had plenty to offer. And from a good gate today, I'm sure she'll have every chance. I think the obvious danger is the two here in Contal Maison. He's first up, no trial. He's running up with both of his starts last preparation. So just want to have a look and see how forward he is here first up without that trial. A top weight in Bell Academy, he's on debut. I didn't mind his only trial at Coffs Harbour. That was an open heat. He was held together. Just a little bit of an awkward gate to overcome here. And the three in Camilla Legend, she is a three-year-old filly. She didn't have the one start last preparation where she was a little bit disappointing there, but proven to be a pretty strong form race. So she also has had the two trials leading into this and going to get a nice run. 8, 2, 1, and 3 for me in race 1.
Race 1, Priscilla there, putting 8, 2, 1, 3. We go to race 2. A filly to mare's class 1 due at 115. $30,000, good cash, isn't it? We take out number 6 here. You've got 3 Pluck and Lucky, 320 into 310, 340 out to 350, Miss Eperetto, number 2. And then $4 into 380, next pick is 1 Lightning Alley.
2, 3, 5, and 7. I'm with the 2 here in Miss Eperetto. She's had one run back from a break at Musselbrook. That was over the 1280. She hit the final. I thought she looked tired and she was only run down late. Margin was only 0.3 of a length. She gets a good gate. I'm sure she'll make nice improvements. She's only lightly raced. Her only win was 1300. So I expect her to make nice improvements here. The 3 in Pluck and Lucky. No doubt she's the obvious threat here. She's drawn the rail. She's just improved with every run this preparation. She finished 3rd at Stone. Last start, that was over the 1100. But the only little query that I have with this mare today is her just running a strong 1250. But I think the good gate, she should have every chance. Perhaps she settles in behind the leaders today. 5 in Holder's Ticket. She's only had the one run for the Glen Milligan yard. She was huge at Kempsey. Her best work was late. She was only beaten 0.2 of a length. Thought she might have been looking for the 1400 now, but I wouldn't be surprised if she wins. If she's been kept nice and fresh for this, she'll run well. And the 7 in Predictable Miss, she's coming off a last start when it's going. She found the front. She was never in doubt. I thought she was pretty dominant there. So not an easy thing to do, take that next step up in grey, but she obviously is a progressive filly. 2, 3, 5, and 7 for me in race 2.
2, 3, 5, 7 there. The second, race 3. 5-2, Tari League Sports Club Class 1 and scratchings here, just the one number 2. Big field though, 3 Wounded Soldier at 230, fixed odds fave, 4 Colleone 420 into 380, 750 into $5, number 6 Django Unreined, cleverly named, and 1 Stylish Pattern, 650 next best.
3, 1, 4, and 7, I'm with the 3 here in Wounded Soldier. He's an interesting runner of the field, he's a former New Zealand galloper. He's had the two trials for the new yard, this preparation, and they've both been over 1,000 metres. He looked like he had something to give in that recent hit out. He settled not far from the speed. He's a gelding this preparation. They've taken all the gear off him. The blinkers and the tongue tie come off today, but he races well over this type of a trip, and he's been placed first up in the past. And he's coming out of some pretty strong form races from last preparation, so I'm keen to see how he parades. The top weight in Stylish Pattern, he's only had the one run for the John Sprague Guard, and that was at Newcastle, where he broke his maiden over the 1400. Plenty of merit in the win. He was 3 wide outside the leader. He's done enough to hold on. I'm sure he'll take confidence. Just the fact that he's got to come back to the 1250, I'm not sure if that suits him here. 4 in Colony, he's only lightly raced. He was impressive breaking his maiden last start also. That was at Coffs Harbour. He'll take a little bit of confidence. I just don't know where he gets from that tricky gate today. First start, he settled out the back. And then last start, as he stepped up in distance, he was much closer to the speed. So just luck in running may work against him here. And the 7 in Lord Avatar has been a little bit of a handful. pre-race manners have been much better. And look, I think the speed in the race here will definitely suit him from a good gate. 3-1, 4, and 7 to me in race three.
3-1, 4, 7 there, race three. Race four, 2:35 it comes up, maiden at set weights over 1,400. A big field here without 15, 16, 17 and 18 and 350 fixed odds, number 14, Oh So Hot, 5 Great Marlowe, 650 into 5, 850 into 550 move this morning is number 3, Banjin Rain, and 550 about number 9, I'm Fluent.
Yeah, not wrong, a big field here, and this is for our country trained gallopers only. I'm 5, 11, 14 and 9, I'm with the 5 here in Great Marlowe. I've been following this horse with a bit of interest, and he's only 2 starts. He went to Grafton over the carnival. He drew a terrible gate. He never was closer than 4 and 5 wide the entire, and he's only beaten 4.5 lengths. They put the blinkers on him in his recent run. That was at Kempsey over the 12:50, and he still raced a little bit green, but his best work was through the line there. So up to 1,400, third up, definitely looks ideal. Senior rider goes back aboard today, and I just like the way that this horse is progressing. I will say the 11 in Night Terror, she's just been knocking at the door. She's been placed 5 of her 12 career starts, so she was only beaten a length at Kempsey last start. She's had a couple of runs over the 1,400 now, so that definitely looks to suit her. The 14 in Oh So Hot, I can offer excuses for her last start. She was on the back up. She never really looked comfortable at Coffs Harbour, but her run here prior to that was terrific. She was only about 2.5 lengths and she was held up on the corner. So she steps to the 1,400 for the first time. She does get the home track advantage and a little freshen up certainly wouldn't hurt her. The 9 in I'm Fluent, she showed a lot of improvement here last start. She was 3 wide the trip and she was beaten right on the post. Unfortunately, she's still on the outside barrier once again here, but that run should definitely top her off and I expect her to improve here third up. 5, 11, 14, and 9 for me in race 4.
Those numbers are 5, 11, 14, and 9. First leg of the quaddie is race 5 at 12 minutes past 3. No scratching to this stage, so let's get into it. 3:40, 3:20. Number 6, Sir Winkle, has been firmed and is the favourite. You got 4, Bedivere, 3:90, steady. 7 into 6:50, about number 3, Shangato. It opened at 9, in fact, so it's in 2.5 points. You got 5, Charlie's Law, 6:50. And then Ludnam Last, number 10, 7:50, next best.
Honestly, about 5 or 6 main chances here, so I've gone quite wide in the first leg of this quaddie, but I'm 10, 5, 3 and 4. I'm with the 10 on top here in Ludnam Last. I loved her win at Scone last start. She was held up to the 200-metre mark. She was charging through the line there. She races very well here on this track. Robert Thompson to ride with over the half over the limit. I think she looks very well placed. The 5 in Charlie's Law, just forget he went around at Hawkesbury last start. He never got a lot of daylight there. He was only beaten the 4.7 lengths. He gets a good gate today. He's a winner on the track, and he gets the winkers on for the first time. 3 in Shangato. He's another one that was unlucky at Hawkesbury last start. It was a big field, so you could make a case for a few of them there. But this horse races very well at Taree. The question mark I have with him is only proven at the 1,400. He's got a big weight, and he's got an awkward gate. But I can see why there's been a little bit of stepping for him in the market. And the 4 in Bedivere, his last run was at Warwick Farm over the 2,200. So he's definitely coming back a long way in grade. He's back to the mile. He's 2 for 2 here at the track and he's drawn a nice gate. So I'm just hoping that he's fresh enough for the mile here. Otherwise, the field is maybe a little bit nippy for him here. But very open race to start the quaddie. So he certainly won't be throwing a few numbers in here. I'm 10, 5, 3 and 4.
10, 5, 3, 4 there from Priscilla. Race 6. Benchmark 66, due at 3:47. Again, big field. We take out 2, 7, 8 and 13. Now, 1, Let's Rebel is your fixed odds favourite, $3.40. You've got 12, Bella Star, 5's into 4.80. 9, Typhoon Bonnie is at $7. 8 into 7.50, about 6 vacate. Double figures the rest.
12, 17, 6 and 1. I'm with the 12 on top here in Bella Star. She's had one run back, that was at Randwick in a Tab Highway over the 1,100 behind Irish Song. She was only beaten a length and a half. She said it towards the tail of the field and she came with a strong run late. So she should make nice improvement. She's only had the 3 starts on her home track for 3 placings and stepping up to the 1,250 definitely looks to her liking here. The 17 in Mr. McElroy, I haven't minded his 2 runs back from a break this preparation. He was only beaten 0.6 of a length here last start, and he had to cover ground from the 600-metre mark. So I thought there was a little bit to like about that. He's a big body type, so third up in his preparation, he should be at his peak here. Six in Vacate, he was aided by a very good ride to win at Coffs Harbour last start. He's racing well. And the top lane in Let's Rebel, look, there's no doubt she's the best mare in the race. She's just got an awful good gait and a big weight to contend with, but I thought she trialled nice enough to be in the placing tier. 12-17, 6-1.
12-17, 6-1 there. Race 6, race 7. Here we go. It's the feature of the afternoon, feature of the weekend, the Stax Law Firm Taree Gold Cup, worth $100,000. Over 2,000 metres, 1, 8 and 9 have been scratched, and your fixed odds favourite at this stage, our Gravano, number 5, it's at $3.40, ahead of 2, Hogmanay, it's at $3.50. 3, Mongolian Wolf, is at $4 in from $4.40. 4, Milcian is at $5.50, and 6, Pirate Ben, $8.50 are those in single figures.
Yeah, fantastic prize money. Disappointing to see the 3 scratchings. I'm 2, 6, 3 and 5. I'm with a 2 on top here in Hogmanay. Look, I know he hadn't won for a little while before winning at Rose Hill last start, but honestly, I think his last 3 runs have been excellent. He's on an 8-day backup. He dropped 3 kilos. He loves the dry track, and he's drawn to get the right run. I think he looks very well placed from the yard. The 6 in Pirate Ben, he's coming out of the same races as Hogmanay. This horse just hasn't had the best of luck. He was only beaten a length and a half last start. He's had 2 starts on the track for 2 placings, including a win over the 2,000 metres, which is definitely a plus. The 3 in Mongolian Wolf, he's had a little freshen up. He's had a trial. He's given a bit of a sound out there. His last run was at Doomben over the 2,000 metres back on the 13th of July, where he was only beaten for 2 lengths there. And the 5 in Our Gravano, he'll appreciate the weight drop. He dug deep to win under that huge weight at Coffs Harbour last start. 2, 6, 3, and 5.
2, 6, 3, 5. Chris Lees with 3 of the top 4 in the market. But the one you picked, Hogmanay, Tommy Berry, Chris Waller. Wow. That's.
I just think the good gait and the no weight, he should have everything.
Yeah, well, he's got top jockey, top trainer, and he's 350. So there we go. No surprise there. All right, Priscilla, the last of the day, race 8 at 4.57 with 6, 11 and 13 not required in this race. The fixed odds, 15 San Marco, 2.70 into 2.50. 1 Patriot is at $6. There's been a bit of a go here for number 4, Clear the Beach, from 7 into 6, and then $9 about number 14, Red Notice.
1, 15, 8 and 4. I'm with the top weight here in Patriot. He's a very good horse. Look, he needs it. He needs a dry track and he needs 1,000 metres, and he gets both of those today. He's drawn well. He's been here 3 times for 2 placings. Just to get him at Coffs Harbour last start, I know he jumps to the 61, but the speed in the race will definitely suit him. Over the 5 in San Marco, he's absolutely flying this preparation. He's won 2 of his past 3. He was runner-up at Hawkesbury last start. 8 in Princess Lottie, I think she goes around over the odds here. She's a definite each-way bet. She races well on the track, and she hasn't been far away in recent runs. And the 4 in Clear the Beach, I can see why there's been a little bit of specking for this horse. He was off a 7-week freshen up at Canterbury last start. He rolled along, he raced a little bit keen in the middle stages, and this condition gave out late. So he should make nice improvement, just drawn a little bit awkward with a fair bit of speed kicking up to the inside of him. 1, 15, 8 and 4 for me in the last.
1, 15, 8, 4. What is your best bet, Priscilla?
I've just made the one best bet today. The card looks a little bit tricky, so I'm race 6, number 12 in Bella Star. As far as the quaddy goes today, with things off in race 5, as I mentioned earlier, a little bit tricky this first leg, so I've gone with five numbers here. I'm 10, 5, 3, 4 and 6. In the second leg, 12, 17 and 6. In the third leg, which is our cup, the feature, 2, 6, 3 and 5. And in the last leg, the sprint, I've just gone with the 2 numbers in 1 and 15.
Okay. Is Gary with you today?
Gary certainly is with me today. I'm not sure what he's actually made a best bet, but I'm sure we'll get a big crowd here for Taree Cup Day. And as I said, we've got perfect conditions.
Lovely. Look, we'll listen for your mail and Gary's right through the afternoon, Taree Cup Day. Thanks, Priscilla. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. Will do.